Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.
This episode of the Sharon Tapes was made possible by our backers on Seed and Spark: Rachel Shear, Jennifer Mangier, Jessica Van Winkle, and Angela Smythe. If you'd like to support the show as well, please go to patreon.com/homesteadcorner. For as little as $5 a month, you get early access to ad-free versions of episodes, a special weekly behind-the-scenes podcast, and patron-only AMA live streams. Before we get started, this episode contains mentions of torture, character betrayal and deception, singing, emotional distress, and terror. Content warnings and a full transcript are available in the show notes.
Hey.
What?
Merry Christmas.
That's all you've got to say?
No, but it's all I want to say.
Well, that's certainly a change.
Shut up.
We should do this more often.
Anytime you want.
Well, it kind of has to be Christmas for this to work, you know. It's not the same without the lights and... Anna? Anna? Blow, blow, thou bitter wind. Freeze, thou bitter sky.
There's not enough water. It won't catch it. Catch it, it's falling.
Anna?
Please stop. Please stop. I can't help it. It won't. There's someone else. In the shadows. Behind the dark. Moving. Look behind you. Look behind you.
Hey, Anna, you're just having a bad dream. I'm still
the
here.
The shadow cloven by branching light. The void tearing open fire over all lands and lives and peoples. The end! The end! The end!
Wake up, Anna, wake up!
Did I fall asleep?
Yeah, you did.
I'm so sorry, Maria. I was trying to listen.
No, it's fine. I just... What was that about?
What was what about?
You were talking in your sleep.
I was? That's not... It was just a nightmare. Shouldn't have had so much eggnog before bed.
Are you sure? You sounded pretty scared.
I'm fine, Maria. Just drop it. I'm sorry, Maria. It's just... I don't want to talk about it. Maybe later.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Thank you. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Well, in the merry month of May, me home a started, left the girls of two of nearly broken hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me brief and tears to smother, then off to reap the corn, be where I was born, cut the stalk of corn, to banish ghosts and goblins in a brand new pair of brogues, to lure the bugs and frighten all the dogs on the rocky road, to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, and all the way to Dublin, whack the lully da. In Mullingar that night I rested limbs so weary, started by daylight, next morning bright and early, took a drop of the cure to keep.
Is this thing on? Hello? Yep, there we go. Good evening, Dr. Caldwell. Wren, hope you're both doing well. It's the night before Christmas Eve here. And where's here, you might ask? Well, if you can't tell from the sound of people enjoying themselves, it definitely isn't Merryweather. I don't know if it actually has a name. The sign on the road just had bar spray painted on it, and I doubt there's more than one in this town. Not that the town has a name either, far as I can tell. Middle of nowhere, Texas. A decidedly unauthorized pit stop in the Lone Star State. But Maria, I hear you say, isn't that a massive security risk? And I say, so what if it is? If Morrison really wanted to catch us, he'd have done it already. I doubt he'd try it here. Too many eyes, not enough backup, so we figured, screw it. We'll make it back in plenty of time for Christmas, no matter what we do, so why not celebrate on the road before we get there? Anna did it plenty when she was out here, so... Sorry, I just realized this is the second Christmas since she disappeared. The first one was so close, I didn't even notice it. More than a year without her now. It just seems like...
God rest you merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. For Jesus Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day, to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
You all right?
What?
You were just over there for a while. Were you making a phone call?
No, I was just... It's nothing.
You sure?
I should be the one asking you that.
Come again?
I mean, stopping here for the night? I know it was your idea, and I know Peter usually takes care of Santa duties.
That's not fair. It's not my fault Ispa sent us out this close to the holiday. We needed a break, and I don't care what Ren says. I'm not driving through the night.
Okay,
just to
okay. Sorry.
Sorry, Maria. It's just, we're all under so much pressure, and I'm just not used to it.
Says the world-class CPA.
Different kind of pressure. Tax work, I can leave it at the office. I can get away from it. But this, trying to save the world, to keep my family safe. Are we doing the right thing?
What, working for ISFA?
Working for ISFA. Chasing rumors. Leaving my family in that... It all just feels so pointless sometimes. A lot of the time.
I mean, it's not, though, is it? I mean, we helped Philippe, and if Anna really saw the end of the world...
If she actually saw it. If her visions were actually real. If that doesn't mean the future's inevitable... If we can actually stop it, then yes, it's the right choice. The only choice. But, I mean, does it actually feel like we're getting any closer to an answer?
Not really, no.
Pennsylvania, Meriwether, White Sands, the only time we actually saved anyone, it was when there was an honest-to-God human behind the problem. Everything else, it's just been band-aids, stopgaps. And I just can't stop thinking about what happened when ISFA tried that the first time.
Templi profitum.
I keep thinking, what if it's all pointless? What if ISFA really is as clueless as we are, and they just have us chasing our own tails because they don't know what else to do?
I mean... Ren's pretty damn smart, and Caldwell. Well, I don't like her, but she's pretty sure she knows.
It's not about how smart they are. Even the smartest people can make stupid decisions when they get bad ideas stuck in their heads. It's about us. If all we're turning up out here is dead ends, false alarms, and failures, then all we're doing is wasting what little time we have left. Time we could be spending with our families, with the people we care about. And what about Anna?
What about her?
When was the last time we had an actual lead on finding her? When we rescued Bill? Before that? When did we get back to actually looking for her again?
We are still looking for her, right? I mean, this is still our best chance.
All right. Who's up next?
Shouldn't we let someone else go? Don't want to hog the machine.
Are you kidding? We're the most exciting thing to happen to this bar in years. Most nights, it's just like the same three or four locals up there. We're practically a special event.
Well, this special event's postponed indefinitely. No way you're getting me up on that stage.
Oh, come on, Maria. It'll be fun.
Believe me, Tyler, you're never gonna hear me sing.
It was worth a shot, at least. Kate!
Oh, I need at least three more drinks before I try that again.
How about you, Sam?
You okay, Sam?
What?
Are you okay? You're being even quieter than usual.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Just a lot on my mind.
What? Seriously? I mean, it's Christmas Eve. Eve! We're out for karaoke, and everything's right in the world. What's there to worry about?
It's just, Is the karaoke machine open now?
Yeah, I just finished. You can take your turn if...
Oh, okay, yeah, I think I'll try that. Just need to see if there's anything I know on there.
things change.
Something wrong, Bill?
It's just, last time I took Sam out to karaoke, he pulled the exact same trick to get out of talking to me. I just thought we were past that by now.
I thought you wanted him to sing?
I'll admit, he surprised me in Nola. Last time he sang, though, oh.
I really don't see what the problem is here.
No, I think I see what you're saying, Bill.
Well, can someone please explain it to me? 'Cause I'm lost.
Have either of you seen Sam get any sleep when we're out on assignment? I mean, besides those little power naps he takes when he thinks someone's looking.
That can't be right. I mean, at White Sands, he said he wasn't. But in Pennsylvania, shit, you're right.
He spent months alone in the mountains with nothing to do but take care of himself. Now he has a problem to solve again, and he's barely sleeping. He works all hours of the day and night, and I don't know if you've noticed, but he's had that little cold of his since White Sands.
Deja vu all over again.
I mean, is that really a bad thing, though? I know, it's not great for his health, but that's just how he works, right?
I'm not sure. Maybe?
Maybe it wasn't a big deal before, but he didn't have his abilities back then. At least he didn't know about them. The way he talks about it. I'm worried there may be more consequences to him burning out than we expect. For all of us.
You're just guessing all that, right?
I don't know. Maybe it's just the stress talking. It's been a long couple months. I'm probably just looking for somewhere to put it.
I don't think that's it.
What do you mean?
I mean, maybe it's just the stress for me, too. But ever since I got out of the wheel, I've had this weird feeling around Sam. Like it's... I don't know.
Like it's what, Bill?
I mean, I feel uneasy around him. Like there was something dangerous about spending too much time with him.
I feel that way about Sam most of the time. Always a danger of being bored to death.
No, it's not that. It was like how I felt around Amanita. Like it was something inside my own head. And honestly, it feels like I'm sitting next to a time bomb sometimes.
Do you feel that way now?
I don't know. I think whatever link I had is mostly gone, and it was barely there to start with. But...
Bill, tell me that's not...
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam.
Where's Sam?
I don't know. Last I saw him, he was over there.
Do you think they got him?
I didn't hear anything, did you?
Wait, who is that?
That's Ned, Maria.
Oh, shit.
Do you think he's here with Morrison?
I can't see him. He might be outside, though.
Might?
It's too dark to see anything out there. I doubt he'd show up, sirens blazing.
But it could just be Ned, right?
Could be isn't good enough. We need to get out of here. The van's out back. If we create a distraction, we should be able to get out without him noticing.
But where's Sam?
Sam can take care of himself. It's us I'm worried about.
Not if he's already been caught, or if we abandon him in the middle of nowhere.
I'll try calling his cell.
What good will that do? There's no service out here.
Can't you two just do something already? He's already on the last verse.
We can't just leave Sam here.
And we can't just sit here waiting for Morrison to catch us.
Then what the hell are we going to do?
What did I miss?
Where the hell were you?
The bathroom. I couldn't pick a song, and
you
I...
You got stage fright and hid in the toilets. We all thought you got caught by Morrison.
Eager problems.
fatty partner.
Ned.
Kate, Sam, always good to see you. And Maria, right? I don't think we've met yet. Ned LaRoe.
I'd rather not.
Oh, come on. I don't bite. Right, Bill?
I think you better back off, Ned.
Fine, fine. I get it. Nobody wants to shake hands with the Tar Man. Fair enough.
You tortured Bill.
Morrison tortured Bill. I was tied to a chair.
Well, that's not how it went, and we both know it.
Do we?
What are you doing here, Ned?
What, besides getting yelled at?
You know damn well what she means.
You ready for round three already, Bailey?
You want to take this outside?
I'm game if you are.
Just answer the question, Ned. Why are you here?
Well, since you asked so nicely, heard y'all were in my old neck of the woods, thought I'd swing by.
Heard from who?
Where's he going?
Come on. Ned, stop! Who did you hear from?
Well, heard might be the wrong word. You might say I was drawn here.
What do you mean, drawn?
Exactly what I said. Or did you think it was a coincidence you keep running into the supernatural out there? I could find you anywhere on Earth. So, I figured it was time for a visit. It's been a while.
And by visit, you mean...
Dude, for once, exactly what I said. A visit. A chat. Can an old cowboy miss his friends every once in a while?
So you're not here with Morrison, then? This isn't... some kind of trap?
No, Bailey, I'm not here with Morrison. Haven't you been keeping up with what's going on in Oslo?
What are you talking about?
Morrison's on the way out. Commission board put him under administrative leave last week, pending his termination.
They what?
What for?
Man's barely left the tunnel since your little jailbreak. I've gone down there a couple times, but he's not doing well. I think he might have finally snapped.
Shit.
So he's out. Just like that. 20 years as chief, and he's gone that fast?
Hey, I didn't expect it to happen that quick either, but apparently one of the commissioners had a real burr in his saddle over him. Guess spending $20 million in tax revenue to hunt ghosts will do that.
20? Damn.
Commission board's looking to pick an interim before the next election, but they'll mostly be taking control of the PD themselves. It's a new day for Oslo.
So that's your play, huh? You take Morrison's seat and run with it?
Bailey, Bailey, Bailey. How you ever made detective, I will never know.
So that's not your plan?
Hell no. Why would they pick me? Last thing I want is anyone looking closer at my CV. I only got in because Morrison fudged the details. Anyone else tries to call my references, I'm out faster than he is.
Then why are you still there?
It's comfortable. I'm still left pretty much alone to do my own thing, and people still listen to me. For now. No point in leaving until the new chief starts moving pieces around.
And then what?
New name, new face. Start over somewhere else, same as I always have. I've been hanging around Oslo too long anyway.
So, why are you here?
You mean Texas? This was the first time y'all were out in the open without your, chauffeur. And I had some time off for the holidays. Figured it was as good a time as any to
stop by. I mean, why are you here?
I was hoping to trade notes on ISPA. I've done some research, but I can't find much on what y'all are doing.
You missed Bill and Kate.
Look, Bailey. Just because you can read me like that doesn't give you the right to tell everyone what's going on in my head, okay? Imagine how you'd feel if I started to pull the same shit.
God, it's true.
Look, I don't know what to call what we had, but yes, I do miss it sometimes. Is that wrong?
You were lying to us the entire time.
I know. I know. Listen, I know y'all have no reason to trust me, but I'm telling you the truth. Morrison's out, the department's in disarray, and nobody's looking for you anymore. Any of you?
None of us?
I closed your APB a few weeks ago, no one seemed to notice. There were never any formal charges against you, and Morrison closed the case back in June. Truth be told, there's nothing stopping any of you from going home.
Except losing my apartment, my possessions, and my job.
One out of three ain't bad for a guess.
I'm sorry?
Your apartment's still there. Someone's been paying your rent for the last 8 months. I assumed it was Isva. Same with you, Bill.
Is he telling the truth, Sam?
As far as I can tell.
Which, just to remind you, doesn't mean shit.
But are you?
Hell, I guess I am. Christ, that feels weird. Look, whatever these ISFA folks have on you, you don't need to stay with them. You can go back to your old lives anytime you want. It's up to you.
I don't think we're ready to leave ISFA just yet.
Mind if I ask why?
We're trying to save the world, Ned. What did I say?
Oh, God, Bailey. We really need to do this more often. You're always good for a laugh.
I'm serious. Anna was able to see the future, and she predicted that there
you
was
have
going
any
to be
idea
a...
How many doomsday cults I've led in my time? How many times the world was supposed to end in the last 1,000 years alone?
No, but it's not like that.
It's a grift, Bailey. Always has been. No better way to get people on side than convincing them everything they know is about to go up in hellfire. Give me up your earthly goods and join us to be spared. It's never been true, but people just keep falling for it.
That's not what they're doing. They're actually trying.
Isn't it? How's the compound, by the way? Comfy?
Knock it off, Ned.
Or what? You really think you stand a chance?
That's enough, Ned.
Fine. Y'all enjoy your apocalypse. I'll be back in Oslo if you need me. And don't worry. If I need you, I'll know where to find you.
Samuel Isaac Bailey, recording for ISFA Internal Records. Daily Log, December 23rd, 2019, at 11:23 p.m. Central Standard Time. Following the conclusion of our assignment in NOLA, myself, Bill Tyler, Maria Soul, and Kate Sheridan decided to stop at a small dive bar in West Texas to celebrate Christmas Eve. The night was carrying on as expected when all of a sudden...
Sam, hey.
What?
I already recorded all of that. We've got it on tape.
What, on this tape? Or...
Hey, Kate, can you turn up the radio, please?
Sure.
So I guess you heard all of that already. Ned LaRose back in our lives. Exactly what I wanted for Christmas. I don't think he was lying about Morrison or OCPD, but I can't be sure. There's always a background level of duplicity hanging around him that makes it impossible to know if he's telling the truth. I want to believe it, but
has requested that we repeat a special announcement. If anyone has any information regarding the whereabouts of law enforcement officer Molly Davis of Santa Lucia State Park, please contact the Oslo County Police Department tip line at their website or by phone. Officer Davis failed to report in at the ranger station following her shift on November 5th.
Everything okay, Sam?
Since. If anyone has any information regarding her present whereabouts, please contact the Oslo County Police Department tip line
to think about.
At 555-9812.
The Sheridan Tapes, Episode 62, Bow Winter Wind. Starring Erin Neely-Jaconis as Anna Sheridan, Almitola Lomas as Maria Soul, Trevor Van Winkle as Sam Bailey, Virginia Spots as Kate Sheridan, Jesse Steele as Bill Tyler, and Ezra J. Wayne as Ned LaRoe, with Adrian Gibbs as the radio host and original music by Jesse Hogan. Written by Trevor Van Winkle and produced by Virginia Spots, with dialogue editing and sound design by Trevor Van Winkle. Visit thesheridantapes.com to view additional content, rate and review us on your podcatcher of choice, and connect with us on Twitter at Sheridan Tapes and on Instagram at thesheridantapes. I'm Trevor Van Winkle, this is Homestead on the Corner, and you're listening to
The Sheridan Tapes.
Then give me a land where the bright diamond sand flows leisurely down through the stream, where the graceful white swan goes gliding along like a maid in a heavenly dream. Oh, I would not exchange my old home on the range where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word and the skies are not cloudy all day. Lo-do-dee, 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 oh-do-dee, lo-do-dee, 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 lo-do-dee.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.